Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday night. Getaway Friday, March the 6th, 2026. 3-6-26. How about that? And we're up and running here on a beautiful Friday night. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. 66 degrees and mostly clear skies. Maybe spring has sprung early. Wouldn't that be nice after the very cold 2 months that we had to kick off this year, January and February? Boy, did we have fun this morning here on the station. We used to do a lot of trivia here, and this morning we gave away a $100 Kroger gift card. And we had over 100 entrants in the broadcast, during the broadcast this morning, the five-hour broadcast. We had over 100 entrants. Our winner this morning was Ted Jolliffe, and he donated his gift card to our longtime friend Chip, who now lives at the Meadows here in Marion. And it was a lot of fun to do trivia again. We had not done that for a long time. We did a little bit of everything this morning. We did Family Feud. We did local Family Feud, in which the questions were local. We had a lot of fun with old department stores and old grocery stores. And we also did slogans for businesses, companies. And that was a lot of fun as well. So tonight, we do have other stuff to give away. I've always said we never have time to get to the giveaways. So tonight will kind of be a mixture of a program. We might do some trivia here tonight, see how that goes. Everybody had fun with that this morning. Maybe give away something else here tonight. Maybe a mystery prize. Maybe we'll give you your choice of a prize. And we might do some current events. Now, is anything on anybody's mind tonight as we start the program? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz if you're out there, and we can talk about whatever's on your mind. 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, I still have this the Columbus Dispatch from last Sunday here that depicts the life and times of Golden Voice Ted Williams. And, you know, it's just so sad to see the shape he's in now. And we talked about it a lot this week, but we just hope he does get better and everything goes fine in his particular world, and maybe he'll be up and running before we know it. I guess that's the best we can hope for. It's addiction can ruin someone's life. There is no doubt about that. That is to be sure without question. Let's see here. I'm trying to think of what question we left off this morning with during our Family Feud. You know, we have all these papers here, and I'm not sure which one we left off with this morning. Looks like we have a phone call coming in here. We'll take the phone call. Wait a second. Go ahead, caller.
Well, good evening, Scott. This is the first time since I moved south that I've actually listened to Friday night. Where's Matt?
You know, that's a good question. I have not addressed that yet. We left here this morning at 1 o'clock, and I haven't heard from him since. I don't know what became of him.
Okay, well, I was worried that maybe Matt wasn't doing Friday nights anymore. Like I said, this is the first time in over a year since I listened, and it's Scott Solo.
Well, I'm glad this is the one you chose to listen to, because we might need some help here as we start the program. Because,
you know, yeah. I'm really sorry I missed the trivia this morning. It sounds like you had a really active and powerful trivia going on this morning.
Well, you know what was interesting? We all were kind of curious, because you've listened to this station for a while, and we used to do a lot of trivia like that. We probably did it maybe 2 to 3 mornings a week, and then the local politics scene change. So we kind of got more into that, and that's fun, and I still like doing that. But Kroger gave us this $100 gift card, and we thought, well, let's try this and see how it goes. And in the phone did, anybody who listens to the show this morning, any of the 5 hours we did, the phone never stopped ringing, and we had over 100 entries in our contest, and people who I had not heard from in quite some time, and people who I had never heard from were calling in this morning, so it was a lot of fun.
Well, you know, Scott, I'm a numbers guy. When you start throwing those numbers out, I'm saying to myself, okay, 5 hours of broadcast, you had over 100 per hour. I mean, over 100 for the total show. So that's 20 per hour. But, you know, you're not on the air for 60 minutes because you've got the news and all those things. So you're on the air for roughly, you know, 50 minutes. And you start adding it up. And, I mean, it's a phone call every 2.5 minutes.
Well, you know what? And when you say that, the 100 number is just the people who got the questions right.
There you go.
I don't even know if we clock the total number of people who called. Holy mackerel! That would be astronomical numbers. So you know, it's great that's still there, and it's great to have people who still like to listen and go along with that. So it's fun.
And you know, I got to tell you that you know you announced that Ted Jolliffe was the winner.
Yes, he was.
And so I want to give a special hello and a shout out to Ted Jolliffe because, you know, Ted, I don't know if he's been listening since day one you went on the air or however long he is, but he is probably one of your most faithful listeners and callers in the history of the station. I've met Ted. I've been to his house. You know, Ted is a wonderful guy, and the fact that he would take that $100 gift card and turn around and give it to Chip, I mean, what can you say? What more can you say? I just want to give, you know, a big shout-out to Ted.
Absolutely. I concur with everything you say, and to me, that's exactly how this morning should have gone. And to me, that has always really been the hallmark of having a station like this located local live in your community. Because I've always said that, you know, we are not a podcast. And people always wonder, well, why don't you like being called a podcast? It's really, I mean, if you called us a podcast, it's fine because there are a lot of great podcasts out there, but we really aren't. And this morning was an example of that because we are local live every day of the week. That's not a podcast. A podcast is something usually taped, not at the same time every week, on demand. We're really not that. I mean, our repeats, if you want to get them on the website, I guess you could call those little podcasts. But we're really more of a streaming radio station. Not, I don't know how we could be considered a podcast, but that's fine, I guess.
And you're not a podcast because I can't think of I listen to a lot of podcasts, I've done them, and a podcast, it's one person, whether he's got guests or, you know, whatever, it's one person. But you've got multiple people at multiple times doing live shows and then doing recorded shows, and it's 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, either recorded or live. And that's not a podcast.
No, I wouldn't think it is. Well, we just got a message from Matt. He's on the way. So we have time to talk.
Oh, we haven't heard that one before. Hey, I'm on the way.
I hope he's... Hey, Matt, don't forget the beverages. We're dry here at the studio tonight.
That's right.
So, Pastor Greg, what's on your mind?
Well, actually, there's nothing on my mind. No. I'll tell you this. I, like I said, because of my schedule and what I have going on down here, I haven't really been able to listen on Friday night since I moved down here. Tonight is a weird kind of situation There's been some things that went on at work. There's been some things that have gone on with my health. And basically, I'm like, this is going to sound negative, but it's not a negative. But basically, I have nothing to do tonight except sit and listen to the radio. So don't take that as a negative.
No.
So
That's how most people find themselves. But don't listen, if you're laid up and you've got nothing else to do, tune them in. But
seriously, and I wasn't going to say this on the air. I had no plans to say it. But yes, I'm in a situation. I've got two bad discs. My L3 and my L5 are bulging discs, and I've got a very severely pinched nerve coming out of L5. So I am literally laid up. So I thought I would listen to you guys, and unbeknownst to me, I never thought that Matt would be oversleep. I mean, during the week, that's understandable that Matt oversleeps, but how can somebody oversleep for 12 or 13 hours?
It's amazing. I don't know. We start this show on Friday morning at 8:15 a.m. and then we start the nightly show at 8:15 p.m. And I don't think it Matt. I think Matt's clock must just say 8:15.
He has a 12-hour clock.
There's no p.m. or a.m. involved there.
No.
He can oversleep either one of those. It's just the way it. He was probably exhausted from the call volume this morning and all the writing he had to do to keep up with the trivia.
There you go. That's probably true.
Oh, and
it exhausted him to the point that he slept the rest of the day.
Hey, by the way, Sean's out there listening, and he says, tell Pastor Craig hello. Come back to Ohio soon.
Well, okay. So a special shout-out and hello to Sean. And there's so many things I could say to that. Your listeners have no idea the things that go on behind the scenes. The friendships, the interactions that we have with each other, I will say to Sean, Sean, I look forward to the next time I'm going to be back there. I would like to see you. We've got a special relationship with Sean for some friends of Sean. And it plays out in the OSU football games. This isn't going to mean anything to anybody except Sean. He'll understand what I'm talking about. But, when you're at the station, it is so much more than a job. It is so much more than going to the station and putting in two or three or one, whatever, hours of work to do a radio show. There is so much that goes on outside of the station that, really the feeling I have of friendship, camaraderie with a whole bunch of people goes beyond the experience of just doing a radio show.
Well, and that's the thing. It really is the memories, and I think that's why this article about Ted Williams, and we'll come to that in a second, is kind of stark to me, and I want to talk about this because did you have the interaction to meet chance to meet Ted while you were here?
All those times that during the entire time when I was there, you had multiple interactions with Ted, and I never was able to connect up on any of them, and I have never met Ted personally. But I know so much of his story that I feel like I know I've met Ted, even though I haven't.
Well, and I'll come to that in just a second. But I wasn't sure if you had or not because he was kind of in and out of here quite a bit. But
right. The
thing about this station, and it needs to be made with an exclamation point. Coming up on 12 years in just a couple months in June that we have been around, and so many people have come and gone and stayed and come back and so on and so forth. Matter of fact, I just saw Carrington yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had not seen, we have talked, but I had not seen her in person in the longest time. Somebody said, "Hey, Scott, I've got a surprise for you." Here she came, and you know, we hugged, we talked. She was laughing. We had a great time, and she said, "I really want to come back and do some things now that her schedule was getting a little more accommodatable." So it's one of those things again, where people come and they go, but you stay connected. And that really is not the case in most broadcast mediums, whatever you want to do. I always said, and I hate to say this, but I think I can say it now that WMRN is really mostly automated now. When I worked there, they called it Brand X. There were people in the building who referred to it as Brand X, because people went in and closed the doors in the morning. Nobody talked to each other. Nobody dealt with each other, or very few people did. There were not parties. There were not celebrations. You did not hang out with people. It was a very odd atmosphere. You didn't even go on somebody else's show, really. It was a very rare thing. And then when I went over to WDCM and WMNO Television, we didn't even tape the show in the studios. We taped them at a separate studio. So the only interaction I ever had with those people was when I was dropping off the completed shows, and it wasn't a bad relationship, but it certainly wasn't a warm and fuzzy one. And WDCM Radio, I always tell the story, I used to come into the office every day and there'd be fewer people working in the office. It was a weird atmosphere there. It just seemed like everybody was kind of had their own little piece of the island and was keeping track of it, and it was not a warm and fuzzy place. But here, for some reason, I don't know what it is, everybody seems to get along. Now, not to say that we don't have differing opinions or differing thoughts or differing backgrounds or ages or genders or ethnicities, because we have all that. But you know, everybody does get along when the discussion or disagreement is over. And that's been a tremendous thing.
Well, I got to tell you, I got a lot of comments on that. First of all, you know, you mentioned the differing, opinions, the differing genders, the differing ages, and all those things that we have. And the reason that you have that there is you never tried to have that there. You never made a point of, you know, well, we need to get a female or we need to get a XYZ. It just happened. And I think that's the reason why it happened, because you weren't ever out to get that. The other thing I want to say is, you know, okay, so my experience is Ohio and Arkansas. But I got to tell you something, Scott. You have something there that is unique to what I know. Maybe it's not unique to the United States or, you know, to several states or whatever, but I have searched and searched and searched down here in Arkansas, and there is nobody with a radio station or a low-power FM station or an internet radio station that is doing anything close to what you're doing. And that's not even taking listenership into account, because there's nobody doing it. And I think, yeah, you know, I think the success of what you're doing is because you're doing something that is totally different than anything traditional.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's been great to have you a part of it. I still consider you a part of it, as tonight would reference, and it's just a fun thing. But to Ted here, you know, I have known Ted for 14 years. I met him on his book tour, I think less than a year, or just maybe a year after he was found in the viral video. And we have been very close ever since. We've done everything together. He's the first voice I hear when I come in here and do the show every morning. He does my intro and has for quite some time.
Yes, he does.
So,
and I can do a pretty good impression of that intro, but I would never, never try to do it on the air, because I have too much respect for Ted.
You know what's funny about that? I'm glad you mentioned that. It gets us a little off topic, but we got the time here because, you know, Matt's sleeping. Here's the thing. I wrote a little piece this past week after the Ted article in the Dispatch, because I don't think the Dispatch did anything unethical, and I don't think that they printed anything that wasn't true. I think they're exactly honest in their article. But I think Ted's having a rough time. He's admitted that he's using drugs again. He's lost 70 pounds. He's not in the best physical shape. He's missing some teeth, so the pictures look horrible. You know, losing the weight, he's not looking his best, and he's not all that financially stable. So it's not the most pleasant time. And the article, a front page of the paper, is called Golden Tragedy. And, you know, I just think if somebody's in that state of their life, I could not find anything in this article that was positive or hopeful. And that's not the Dispatch's fault. Maybe that's his situation. I have not been around him in 9 months or so. But I just had to write something to say, yes, Ted's in a bad way. Yes, you've all seen it. This is a big paper, the Columbus Dispatch. And yes, I'm sure everything is true. But here is the Ted that I have known. It's not all bad. And even if, God forbid, he left us tomorrow, I don't think you would call his life a tragedy. I hated that title because
yes.
I just don't like that, because I think he's had a very golden life to go through what he's gone through. But back to what you, that's why I don't like the article. But to come back to what you said was the intro. Now, what happened with that was, when I first started out doing the show here, I don't know how many years we did it without the intro, but it just used to be that music. I would have an instrumental music intro. We all did when we started. Charlie eventually got the Charlie Evers theme song that Paul Savage did. Linda still has an instrumental theme song, jazz.
Even I had an instrumental intro.
Yeah, most people do. And mine was just the song that you hear every morning. And one day, Ted, I believe, was doing those liners that we do for the station, which you hear at the top of every hour. Charlie did some of them. Ted did some of them. We were taping some of those. And I said, Ted, would you ever want to be like my Ed McMahon or U Downs and just tape a little intro that I can play over top of that that musical bed? And he said, sure. So, I mean, it was sketched out in probably less than 3 minutes. He recorded it. There it was. We threw it over the bed, and there's the intro you hear every morning. And somewhere along the line, because of the way it reads, not intentionally, when I come on live, I say, thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. This is Scott Spears. That's just what you would do, because he's introducing me. And for about the first 6 months, I didn't realize that every time the show started, every hour, you hear the same intro, because obviously that's taped, but I'm doing essentially the same intro out of what Ted is doing live. And people started to imitate that back to me. Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. This is Scott Spears. Or they'll recite a little bit of Ted's jingle, as you say you can do. And Carrington has done that over the years. Other co-hosts have done that over the years. You're talking about it. And I never dreamed that that would become a thing, but it has.
I got to tell you something. The very first, like, three or four times that I listened to your show. Okay, so let me go back and fill in a little history. I think you're completely aware of this, but the listeners aren't. So how I got connected with you is that prior to being involved in the Marion area, I had a lot of my sermons that were recorded. And so what I was doing is I was paying FM stations, as you're going to know this very well, but your listeners probably don't realize this, but I was buying time at a lot of stations around the country. You buy them in half hour and hour segments to have my recorded messages played on these radio stations. And for those who are really up on Christian radio, you know, I was buying time slots, and I was surrounded by, you know, syndicated national programs like Charles Stanley, Chuck Swindoll, Tony Perkins, John MacArthur, places like that. So I was buying radio time in Pensacola, Florida. I was buying radio time in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Pennsylvania. I bought time in Columbus, Ohio, on their largest Christian FM station. And so when I started going to a church in Marion, the pastor there said, "Hey, there's this guy doing the local radio. I'm sure you could get on there." And so that's when I came in and met you, not knowing really anything about it. And, you know, you said, "Well, you know, this is what we do, this is what we do, and you can do a live show." And I was like, it was like I hit a brick wall. It's like, I can do a live show? What? You know? And so that was kind of, you know, the beginning of how I became familiar with what you were doing. And I kind of forget where I was going with this.
We're talking about Ted's intro.
Oh, yeah. So I said, okay, well, if I'm going to be on this radio station, if I'm going to be live, I mean, I got to find out more about it. So I would listen in the afternoon, I'd listen in the evening, I'd listen in the morning. And when I listened in the morning, because you were live, the first three or four times that I listened, I thought Ted Williams was live with you right there in the studio.
I know. A lot of people think that. They do.
Yeah. And I mean, I probably had listened to you three, four, five, six times before I realized, no, Ted's not really there. It's just a pre-recorded intro.
It plays very well, does it not?
It does. It really does.
Yeah.
It really plays well.
It plays well. And I look at this article, and again, I am not saying anything negative about them. I can't see this man's life as a tragedy. To be laying on the floor homeless 15 years ago, and within days to be doing the intro on the Today Show, and to do the things that he has done for the last 15 years, I don't know how you qualify that or quantify that as a tragedy. I think that's...
I agree 100%. I mean, that is a total inaccurate thing. Because when you say that, you know, his life tragedy, that gives the impression that his whole life was a tragedy. And I don't care really who you are. Everybody goes through ups and downs in their life. They have high points, they have low points, they have, you know, tragedies, which there's a lot of different ways you can describe that, but, you know, high points and low points. And Ted has had some very, very high points. He's had some very, very low points. But to label his life as a tragedy, that negates any of the high points that he had. And I don't think that's really fair for anybody to have themselves labeled that way.
No, and it's also very interesting to me because I think that Ted is a genius. I really do, and I've said this because he has... I called him in the little article that I wrote, the Van Gogh of radio, because Ted exhibits... Van Gogh cut his ear off and obviously had some issues with sanity, but he was brilliant at what he did, painting. And Ted is very similar in that he struggled with addiction. He is... struggled with depression and anxiety. He has struggled with alcoholism. He has had his problems and talked even with me about thinking of committing suicide after he was found homeless. So, you know, he's had his ups and downs, and getting him to the studio, he's not a very good keeper of time. He's sometimes, you know, he hasn't eaten, and you've got to get the food and make sure he eats and so on and so forth. And it's just sometimes difficult, but once he gets to the microphone, it's brilliant. It's just brilliant.
You know, you bring up what's an interesting point there, because there is a tendency sometimes to want to label people by their addictions or their shortcomings when, you know, their accomplishments to me are far greater than their problems or addictions. You know, what are they known for? Okay, Ted Williams is not known for, oh, well, he was a drunk or he was a drug addict or whatever, and then stop. No, he had a whole lot more. I mean, we know him because of what he accomplished. I mean, if he was only a drunk, a drug addict, whatever, we wouldn't know about him because there's, well, in the city of Columbus, there's 10,000 more that fit that category that haven't accomplished anything. But why do we know Ted? Because of his accomplishments. And his accomplishments overshadow his addictions, his problems. I can name you several major theologians throughout history. Yeah. They were alcoholics, they were drunks, they were womanizers, but what they're known for is their accomplishments as theologians, their clarity of thought, their ability to express, and it's always like, yeah, but he was also this. And I think that's, you know, whether it's theological or whether it's everyday life, if you know somebody because of their accomplishments, their problems are secondary.
Hmm. You know, Matt has shown up in the studio here.
What?
Yeah, he's here. Go ahead, Matt.
How's it going?
I can tell. He's been asleep.
Oh, wait a sec. How's it going? Matt, do you have your headphones on?
Yes.
Matt?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's there.
Okay. All right. Okay, so Matt, this is Pastor Craig living down in Arkansas, okay?
Yeah.
I tuned in tonight, the first time I've tuned in for a Friday night in over a year. I'm expecting to talk to you and Scott, and Scott opens up the show. No mention of you at all. And I'm like, what happened to Matt? And Scott tells me, well, you know, Matt is Matt. That's all I needed to know.
There you go.
Well, you know. I don't know. I fell asleep.
Did you need a nap this afternoon after the raucous morning we had here this morning?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I wasn't really doing anything.
Hey, Matt, you confirmed what my suspicion was. When you said I fell asleep, my suspicion was that you operate on a 12-hour clock, not a 24-hour clock. If it's 6 o'clock, it doesn't matter if it's a.m. or p.m., it's 6 o'clock.
I mean, there are a lot.
7 o'clock, it's 7 o'clock. It doesn't matter if it's a.m. or p.m., you're on a 12-hour clock.
There are a lot of days where instead of, like, you know, you're supposed to get, like, 8 hours of sleep, but there are a lot of days where instead of getting 8 hours of sleep, I like, take 2 4-hour naps. Like, I can get behind a 12-hour, 12 hours, like.
A 4-hour nap. Did I hear that correctly? A 4-hour nap?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not sleeping at that point.
I think once it's over a certain amount of time, it's no longer a nap.
No, it's a nap.
Oh, I don't think that's a nap.
Man.
That's going to be trouble, but you know.
Anytime I fall asleep and wake up in the same day, I you know, usually I consider that a nap.
Wake up in the same day.
So Matt, do you have a show planned in the 10 o'clock hour?
I mean, kind of. I was going to talk about.
It's a little shaky from what I understand.
I was going to talk about, you know, the Iran war and whatnot.
The Iran war?
The Iran war and whatnot. Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, there's some football things, but those aren't I'll get to those maybe. I wanted to actually talk about the conflict.
And he doesn't have any beverages with him. I'm telling you, we're dry here in this studio. We are dry.
Don't let him lie to you. There's water over there. He just won't drink it.
Terrible. Terrible.
Well, I'll tell you what, Matt. At the end of this hour, you know, obviously I'll be hanging up before the end of this hour. And so what I'll do is I'll listen to the next hour. And if you're going to talk about Iran in the 10 o'clock hour, I'll give you a call because I'm sure you're going to need to be set straight on it.
You think there might be a differing opinion is what you're saying, Pastor Craig?
No, I'm sure that Matt will set me straight on a few things.
Hey, I have a question. What do you make of Kristi Noem being fired as the Director of Homeland Security?
Oh, it was going to happen. It was absolutely going to happen. I was not surprised. As a matter of when it was going to happen, here's the thing. Kristi Noem, she probably was very good most of the time, but when she was in public, she did not have the ability to say the right thing and not say the right thing, and there were times when she absolutely contradicted the president. Now, I'm not saying this is good or bad, but in a Trump administration, you better not contradict Donald Trump, because once you contradict him, your days are numbered.
Well, Pastor, I'm glad to know you're out there, and I'll have to listen tonight at 10 to hear you call and set Matt straight, or him set you straight, or however that's going to go on Iran. But if you hear anything else in the next 2 hours as we're flipping through the topics here, call back in.
I would be glad to do that, and Matt, I'm glad to know that you're at least a part-time fixture on Friday night.
There you go. Thank you, Pastor. Pastor Craig calling in from Arkansas. See, they're listening everywhere today to this station. 740-383-9944 if you'd like to call in. How are you?
I'm all right.
Barely, I think. I think you're a little staggering tonight.
Well, I don't know. I'm okay.
And so you're like
Mike, a little tired.
Maybe it's you're kind of like Buster Douglas. You're Mike Tyson after Buster Douglas knocked him out. You know, he was still there, but he wasn't really. Not quite really. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And again, we did the $100 Kroger gift card today, and we thank everybody who participated this morning. That was a lot of fun. Over 100 entrants, and that's not even counting. I don't even know what the calls clocked in at with all the incorrect answers. And Ted Jolliffe was the winner, and the card was donated to Chip, who was a fixture at Kroger's South End for many, many years. Now living at the Meadows here in Marion.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I think that's good. So tonight's Iran on your show.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, that'll be interesting at 10:15.
Let's hope so.
You can only hope. You know, maybe the next 8 minutes, so you can kind of compose. We'll see if anybody. Where did we leave off this morning with this trivia?
I think we left off doing some slogans.
Well, did we finish all of these?
Oh, we finished all of the Marion businesses. We didn't do all of the Harding list.
Well, hold on. I think we have a call coming in here. Let's take the call and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'd like to cure Pastor Craig. Please, Almighty God, take away all his ailments that harm him. We know you can do it. We ask you to do it. Anybody else wants to pray, we'll get him healed.
No, wait a second. I think that's nice.
Well, I was doing it sarcastic.
I certainly understand that, but I'm saying I think Pastor Craig would take that in a nice way. I hope. You know, we're listening in different states here. There's a lot of mileage between all of us.
Yeah, well, see, he lives in Arkansas. He can't come beat my ass. I can
well, his back is hurt.
I might not do that.
Well, what did you think of this morning in the fun we had?
Oh, man, that was great.
Didn't we have
You know, one nice thing about it, too, is us listeners, if we disagree with one another, or we have another viewpoint, or if we want to, you know, call somebody out or something, nobody really gets mad.
No, no. Were you supposed?
And it's not meant to, you know, if I call somebody out, you know, let's say a while back, you know, there was a racist I had to call out. But I'm not doing it to be mean to him. I hope I can get him to follow a better path.
Were you surprised at the call volume and the different amount of people calling this morning?
Yeah.
See?
And I wish Sarah and Judy would, you know, come back on it.
Well, you know, they could, like I say, you never, I always tell people, you can never go by the calls on any given day on how many people are listening, because this morning showed that when you went back to just basic trivia and you offered a good prize, you had a litany of people we had not heard from in quite some time, people out there we didn't even know were out there, over 100 entrants, who knows how many, the phone didn't stop ringing for 5 hours, so...
Okay, you had to do it several times, you know, hit and redial, and, you know... doing it real fast, you know, to get through.
Right. So, like I said, I think we have, the station has made a full transition. I just think we have a different format, and this morning proved that. What we do during the week now, not everybody has a tremendous grasp on national and local politics or is willing to call in and talk about it.
But I wish more people would, you know?
Well, it's never been a popular... I mean, you go back to... People have a short memory. If you go back to when we were an over-the-air station, people were not all that quick to comment on that stuff. Now, trivia, yes, trivia always got them. But that stuff was always hit and miss. You had a few people who wanted to comment on it and a few who didn't. Now, I think there are more now who want to comment on it than back then because it's a little more messed up these days. But... it's never going to be the volume that trivia is. There's no off-putting nature with trivia.
Did I tell you that Trump is begging Ukraine to help him out with some mental defense?
Yes, I think you told us that this morning.
Yeah.
Tell people who maybe didn't hear before we go along here.
Well, you know, with Iran shooting off those rockets, we've been having trouble intercepting them, knock them down. And... Ukraine has the same system we got. You know, I guess we give it to them or whatever. And they use it real successful. So Trump, after humiliating him in that office up there and playing big man with him, now he's begging him to send some people down there to help him.
Well, it's an interesting hate. Stay tuned. Maybe we'll talk about that as the night goes along.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you, stay tuned here. And again, the phone lines are open. We take all phone calls here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 56 coming up on 57 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. And the phone lines are always there for anybody who wants to call in. And as I said this morning, we'll probably work in some trivia as time goes along now because we learned again this morning it is popular. And we do have things to give away here, and it's fun to do that sometimes, and we just got to find the proper balance between current events that people want to talk about and keeping people informed, because that's what you want to do as a station, doing the interviews and doing trivia and giving things away. So again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You're going to talk about Iran tonight. That's a big thing going on right now in the world. What a week it's been. Been about a week since... the first bombing happened in Iran.
Yeah.
Well, that was very deep.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I hope there's more at 10 o'clock than that.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
golly,
yeah.
That's a little rough.
But, no,
yeah.
I mean, it started about a week ago. I mean, it's continuing. It's, you know, escalated, I guess. You know, I don't know.
You've gotten to spend time with Ted. What do you make of Ted in the article?
Well, I mean, it's rather unfortunate. I mean, Ted's a brilliant kind of a guy. I mean, it's sad to see you know, this happen to such a talented kind of a, well, anybody, you know, obviously, but such a talented fellow.
What did you make of him when you got to work with him? A couple times, three times.
Well, he can talk. I mean, there's that. I mean, you know, obviously, but No, he's really, he knows, he's a knowledgeable man. I mean, you know, you could talk about just about anything with him, and he knows about it. He can give, and he can provide input in really any conversation you put him in.
Addiction's a very tough thing.
Yeah, he's spoken on here about it a couple of times.
I don't think anybody ever thinks it's going to escalate to the point that his has escalated to, again. I don't think he would have ever guessed that. But I guess you're always chasing that, or that demon is chasing you, I guess.
I'd say that's probably true.
And I think addiction is a personality trait. I do. I think people have addictive personalities. If you're addicted to one thing, you can be addicted to a lot of things.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's got vices.
I don't know about everybody, but I think when you know something is absolutely wrong or illegal or something of that nature, or doing you serious harm, it's different than little harms, and you continue to do it, that's when
there's different scale, but I mean, you know.
I don't know. We'll take a break. We've got a whole nother hour coming up, and who knows what we'll talk about. Stay tuned. We're coming back after this.
The Gibbs. Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name.